She said that when she went to Sandals 5 years ago, she thought it was a dream job. Her interviewers impressed her with what she saw as a promise of growth and development, with the opportunity to move to other Sandals properties in the region for cross-training and experience. But 5 years later, this worker says nothing of the sort has happened. She's been to no other Sandals property outside of Barbados, and instead, she and others have been training Sandals staff from other Caribbean countries. It is but one in a list of woes that we've heard from some of the Sandals workers, who are particularly angry because their dream of going back to work is up in the air after the closure caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. We've altered their voices because they wanted it done this way.
Over 500 and something employees right now are disgruntled and don't know what to do to get the severance, don't know who to turn to, who to speak to, what is the next move, if they're going to get their money, if Sandals is not going to give you our money, what is the next step? There are a lot of us. Because everybody has responsibility. Who does not have mortgage, have vehicles paying for, have children to send school, have households to support. So you're in limbo and you're supposed to wait 6 weeks to find out what is going to happen to your severance, if you have back a job, if your position is being made redundant. And at the end of the day, all of us have responsibilities. And we don't know what to tell the institutions that we owe. I can't walk into mortgage and tell mortgage I'm waiting 6 weeks for Sandals to decide if my position redundant or not.
Those with whom we spoke reflected deep disappointment, not only at their uncertain future with the company, but with its hiring practices, claiming that Jamaicans in particular are getting preferential treatment over Barbadians when it comes to jobs in the Gordon Butt Stewart chain of hotels. They want the Prime Minister of Barbados to hear their plight directly, and they're calling for the Immigration Department to control the Sandals approach to the hiring of expatriates at the resort.
So we started in the beginning, the management roles were quite big there, and now we've gone down to just basically two executive senior managers from Barbados. While I'm at home sitting down, and people that are expats that are line staff as well as managers, their housing is being paid for. And I'm at home, and their housing is being paid for, and I have to think how I'm going to pay for my mortgage.
This worker has a major concern.
My issue, though, is with regards to severance, because no documentation was given to us. We're at the threshold where our severance may be impacted if they don't do what they're required to do. And if we don't get the information that we need in a timely manner, we may all be waiting on the government of Barbados then to do what Sandals was supposed to have done.
In another section of the media, Sandals Public Relations Manager David Hines responded to the complaints by saying that the company sincerely empathizes with all team members, as well as all tourism employees in Barbados and throughout the region, who are still impacted by the fallout from the total shutdown brought about by the COVID-19 pandemic. He gave the assurance that they are sparing no effort to try to get things back to acceptable levels, but the fact is, he says, that there continue to be challenges, including, but not limited to, various travel restrictions. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.